and the Rasa Kirtan is going on. Ladies are somewhat more interested in that Rasa Kirtan. I have seen Raskatha is very dangerous. Only for a person like Rupa Goswami can do. I want that Rasa Katha and Rasa Kirtan should be stopped. I have seen in Radha Kunda, my age is 91. I have seen so much. Be careful. That Harikatha, Rasa Kirtan should be stopped. Otherwise, you will be sahajiya and of nowhere. I request the Harikatha Vachak should also be careful. For he is good, I am telling. So you should all be careful. You should not hear that Rasa Kirtan, Rasa Katha. Otherwise, you will be sahajiya, lose character. So, my request to all. You should do Kirtan. We have some letters. Persons, lose character. They always roaming on the back of ladies.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Lord today. We don't have the sound system, but we're going to do it whatever.
Yeah. Okay. Telling?
Really good. Hey. Oh, so you sing a song.
Okay.
Sing a song.
We're going to do it without...
Oh, give me. Start. Give me.
Okay. Start.
My Lord, my sweet Lord, my Lord, I really want to see you, I really want to be with you, I really want to see you, Lord, but it takes so long, my Lord, my Lord, my sweet Lord. Hare Krishna,
Oh, bhakti siddhanta Yeah, I think.
Jnantimirandhasya Jnananjana salakaya Chakshurunmilitam jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Vancha kalpatarubhyasya Kripasindhubhya yivacha Patitanam pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Mahabhadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratishe Gurave Gaura Chandraya Radhikaya Yudhaya Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadabhaktaya Tavai Vasmi Tavai Vasmi Najmami Prayavina Iti Vigyaya Radhe Tvangnaya Mami Today, I'm very happy. More than 1,000 preparation there. In Shastra it has been written, those who have given something, those who have prepared a grain even, and it is offered on Govardhan, then Lakshmi may beg, but that devotee will not beg. There are so many ladies, whole night waking, they have prepared all these preparations. And our dear sons have helped. So, I think this festival is successful. Those who have done parikrama, go puja, and other Abhishek. Parts of Govardhan, they will be so. They will have not to beg at any
lifetime,
generation or in
lifetime.
Now, I want that how Gauriraj Govardhan came to that place. So we should know. You, first call. Stand up. If you don't know, then sit down. If you know, then stand up.
Stand up.
Oh, better towards crowd.
Yeah. Yeah.
Om Jnanatimirandasya Jnananjanashalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Dhyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Vancha kalpataru bhyascha kripa sindhu bhyevacha patitanam bhavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
first of all, I'm offering my unlimited Dandavat pranams and my Shraddha Pushpanjali to the lotus feet of my beloved Gurudev, Nityalila Pravishta, Om Vishnu Padasto Tarasata Shishimad, A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj Prabhupada, and secondly, I'm offering my Dandavat pranams equally to the lotus feet of my beloved Siksha Gurudevs, Nityalila Pravishta Om Vishnu Padasto Tarasata Shishimad, Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Goswami Maharaj. And Om Vishnu Pad Asto Tarasata Srishila Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj, our beloved Gurudev, under whose guidance today we have performed the Anakut Maha Mahotsav of Sri Giriraj Govardhan Maharaj. And then I'm offering my Dandavat pranams to all the Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis, all the friends and guests who have come to this auspicious assembly in Sri Nu Vraja Dham and who have partaken in this most auspicious occasion, as Srila Gurudev just pointed out to all of us. So this great festival of Govardhan Puja and the appearance of Giriraj Govardhan and his divine personality, what is his identity? This is proclaimed in Shastras. It's proclaimed in the Srimad Bhagavatam especially.
Oh, yes.
And Giriraj Govardhan, he is one of the eternal associates of Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan Dham, in the eternal spiritual abode of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. When Sri Krishna Bhagavan descends to this earthly realm within the material universe, he transports, by his divine spiritual potency, he transports the spiritual world to the mundane universe. But it does not become mundane, it is completely transcendental. So, the land, the trees, the animals, the people, the waters, the mountains, they are all completely spiritual and transcendental because they are coming from his divine abode. So this Giriraj Govardhan, he is one of the eternal associates of Krishna who provides the most wonderful facilities for Krishna's pastimes. In his Braja Leela, Krishna is constantly sporting in the area of Sri Vrindavan Dham. And Giriraj Govardhan, he is the, compared to in all of Braj Mandala and the 12 forests of Braj Mandala, Giriraj Govardhan is compared to the beautiful decoration, like we wear tilak on our forehead as a decoration for this body dedicated to the Supreme Lord. So in the same way, Giriraj Govardhan is like the fresh tilak decoration of all Braj Mandala. And although Sri Krishna performs wonderful transcendental pastimes all throughout the 12 forests of Vrindavan Dham and Vrajamandala, but the most wonderful, sweet, and intimate pastimes take place, especially here in Giriraj Govardhan. So this transcendental mountain is full of all facilities for Krishna to enjoy his pastimes. And he is herding cows there. Giriraj Govardhan is supplying so many beautiful fresh green grasses for the cows to eat. Beautiful streams and waterfalls are on Govardhan Hill. And beautiful caves with decorated jeweled altars and sitting places for Radha and Krishna to perform their intimate sweet pastimes. So everything around Giriraj Govardhan is facilitating Sri Krishna's pastimes. But how Sri Giriraj Govardhan came, although it is true that he is an eternal associate, but there are also pastimes within the material universe which explain how he appeared. And there are specifically two pastimes, because Sri Krishna appears once in every day of Lord Brahmaji, who is the creator of the material universe, empowered by Krishna. So in every day of Lord Brahma, which is more than 4 billion years, in once in a day of Brahma, Sri Krishna personally, Swayam Bhagavan Krishna, descends into this world. So in different kalpas, a kalpa means a day of Lord Brahma, there is a different method by which Giriraj Govardhan appears in the land of Braja. So one such pastime is told in one of the Puranas that there was one great rishi named Pulastya Rishi. He was a very powerful Brahma Rishi. He had great mystic powers. In former times, in Satya Yuga and so forth, there were so many great sages. And so they used to meditate. And they used to create very beautiful ashrams, places for their meditation, which would be very suitable and which would be very helpful and favorable for their spiritual practices. So Pulastya Rishi was in the region of the Himalayan mountains. And there was one place called Dronachal? Yes, Dronachal. So there was one mountain there that when he was going through the mountain area, he saw this incredibly beautiful mountain region. And that hill impressed his heart so much that he wanted to have that place himself. And he wanted to transport it to where his own place of ashram was. So in Kashi. So he had to get permission from the father of this hill. So what is the name of the hill? The name is Govardhan Hill. And the father was the father of Dronachal. So now Pulastya Rishi.
Father?
Dronachal. Yes, that's what I said. Father was Dronachal and the son was Govardhan. The name of the hill was Govardhan. So he requested that I want to take your son with me. I want to bring him to my place and I want to transport him there. So the father gave his permission on the basis that the son would agree. So when he asked Giriraj Govardhan, then Giriraj Govardhan decided that I will go on one condition. If you transport me there, then if you set me down in any place, I will not move from that place. So Pulastya Rishi agreed, yes, I will agree to that. So now Giriraj Govardhan, Pulastya Rishi took the mountain and began flying through the air with his mystic powers, bringing Giriraj Govardhan, who was of course by his own mystic powers transporting himself. So as they flew through the air, they crossed over the region below, which was the region where the Brajmandala pastimes of Krishna would take place in the future. And because Giriraj Govardhan is the eternal associate of Krishna, he knew about this. Therefore, by his own influence, he caused the Rishi to feel some necessity by call of nature to go down and to rest Giriraj Govardhan. So after he had completed the call of nature, then he wanted to again ask Giriraj to pick himself up and allow to go to his ashram. But now Giriraj Govardhan told, but you have placed me here, and my agreement with you was that wherever you place me, I will have to remain there. So now Pulastya Rishi, he tried to argue his point, but Giriraj Govardhan refused to move from that place. So now Pulastya Rishi, he became upset. But we know that the curse of sages, whenever they become angry, even if they curse someone, that curse is ultimately some kind of benediction within the pastimes of the Lord to accomplish some purpose. So he told that Govardhan can stay there, but he will shrink the size of one mustard seed every single year. He will shrink down and down and down. So at that time, Giriraj Govardhan, he was so high, more than a mile high, and he looked so spectacular and beautiful. Actually, Govardhan is considered to be the king of all mountains. There is one very beautiful verse, Govardhano Jayati Shaila Kuladi Rajo. This means that he is the Raja, the king of all beautiful mountain areas. So, Giriraj Govardhan, He very happily accepted this curse, and now he remained there in Braj Mandala, when so many thousands and thousands of years later, now Sri Krishna appeared, and he performed all of his pastimes on Govardhan Hill.
Thank you. Second story. You know?
Om Agyana Timirandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshu Unmulitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Vanchaka Patarubhyascha Kripa Sanbhevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Hare. So Shripad Padmanabh Maharaj, he's very nicely explained the pastime of Giriraj Govardhan in Satyayug. So now in Tretayug, Srila Gurudev, he's explained in his Parikram book, Vrajmanda Parikram book, that during the time in Tretayug when Ravan, he kidnapped Mother Sita, then Lord Ramachandra, in great anxiety, he got together an army of mainly monkeys and bears, and they wanted to cross over the ocean to go to Lanka. So he had two members of his army, their names were Neel and Null. And Neel and Null, they had a mystic power that what they would throw in the water, that it would float. How this came about is explained. This is coming from Premananda Prabhu in Mathura. So, it's explained. Do you have heard from Srila Gurudev? Okay, I'm just covering myself. So, it's explained that Neel and Null, they used to take the different paraphernalia that the sages and rishis that they would use for their puja, and they would take it and they would throw it in the water. So then, these sages, they became so annoyed with Neel and Null that they put a curse that whatever you throw in the water, that will float. Why they? That it will never sink. Why? Because with their intelligence, they knew that, oh, if it didn't sink, then it would be floating, then they could go and retrieve their articles and perform their puja, the different types of worship. So when Lord Ramachandra, he wanted to cross the ocean and go to Lanka. So it was such a vast distance. So now it was brought to the attention that Neel and Null, that they had this power, that whatever they put in the ocean, that it would float. So then the different members of the army, they were told that they should go and get different rocks, stones, boulders, etc. So in the army of Lord Ramachandra was very, very great personality, Hanumanji. So Hanuman, everybody's carrying according to their ability. So you have those who are very weak, but still according to their ability, they're carrying and they're throwing in the ocean. And Lord Ramachandra, he's accepting all. So Hanuman, he went to the Dronachal mountain range, and there he picked up Govardhan. And he was traveling through the airways. And as he was traveling through the airways, then a voice came. And it said that whatever rocks, stones, etc. that you're carrying, that the bridge has been finished. So you can leave it where you are. Then Hanuman, hearing this, then he put Govardhan down where he was. But where was that place that he put Govardhan? That place was in Vraj Mandal, in Vrindavan. So, Giriraj Govardhan, he's an eternal associate of the Lord, and he is there residing in the transcendental world. But he has his manifest pastimes, ways by which he manifests his pastimes in this world, in Vrindavan. So, he's manifesting in this way, but Govardhan was feeling very grieved that I was going to go and go in the ocean And there I would be able to serve Lord Ramachandra, and Lord Ramachandra, his lotus feet, would be able to touch my body, and then I would be blessed. But now I've been left here, then in this Leela, so he's not acknowledging or aware of where he's been put. So now I have lost this chance. But Lord Ramachandra, then he said that Govardhan should not worry, because in the next Yuga, in Dwapara Yuga, then I'll appear and I'll perform most super excellent pastimes. And in these pastimes, not only will I place my lotus feet on the body of Govardhan, but I'll perform such super excellent pastimes. It's explained, Hantayam Adriya Bala Haridasa Vayo Yad Rama Krishna Charanas Parasha Pramodha Manam Tanuti Sahago Paniya Suyavasa Kandarak Kandamulai. That there Krishna, going with the cowherd boys and the cows and the calves, that they'll play on the body of Giriraj Govardhan. That when it becomes very, very hot, that Giriraj, who is Haridasa Vaya, will become nice and cool. That when it becomes cool, then Giriraj will also warm up. That Giriraj will supply very nice water to quench the thirst of Krishna, the cowherd boys, the cows and the calves. Kushum Sarova, Manasi Ganga, Radha Kund, Sham Kund, Govinda Kund, Apsara Kund, Raval Kund. That when Krishna and the cowherd boys, that they're feeling some hunger, then Giriraj will supply all types of nice fruits, nice edibles. That from Giriraj's body, he'll supply very, very nice aromatic musk in which to serve the Lord. So in this way, Lord Ramachandra was acknowledging that Giriraj will perform all types of nice services. Just like when one is worshipping the Lord, then one is performing aarti and offering nice incense, nice scent. In this way, Giriraj is worshipping the Lord. That one is offering gilam. Giriraj is worshipping the Lord. In his caves, they're very nice jewels which are illuminating the cave where Krishna is performing his pastimes. And also, Giriraj is offering water and very nice breezes. So in this way, though it appeared that Giriraj was missing the opportunity to get the foot dust of Lord Ramachandra, but ultimately this is the divine will and pastime of the Lord, that Giriraj, who is an eternal associate of the Lord, will serve the Lord in multitude of ways in which he'll be known as Haridasa Vayu.
Thank you. What is Srimad Bhagavatam Katha about Govardhan? Can you explain? Oh, who will tell? Oh.
Yes. Wait, I'll show it. You make a presentation, then you show it. First, make the presentation.
Yeah.
Nanda Gopalam has a nice story how Govardhan manifested here by Gurudev's will.
He told her that day already.
Wait.
Yeah, I know. So, we have a very wonderful announcement to make about our very dear, beloved servant of Srila Gurudev, Shripad Bhaktivedanta Madhav Maharaj. We all know how he has so faithfully and loyally and steadily served Srila Gurudev's lotus feet every moment of the day for 30 some years now. And the service of his, when we even think for a moment to do this for a couple of weeks, our mind becomes bewildered.
Even in dream.
Even in dream.
Even for one day.
So
We just don't know.
He's worshipping Gurudev daily with 100 articles at least.
Yes. He is actually worshipping Srila Gurudev every day with hundreds of articles. You can do Guru Puja with a few articles, but Madhav Maharaj is worshipping Gurudev every day with hundreds of articles on a scheduled basis, giving him all medicines. He is his personal doctor, very expert. And not only that, but for all the devotees worldwide, he is one of the greatest authorities in Shastra. You want to know any shloka? Madhav Maharaj knows this. And he has been trained from his very early life, personally, by Srila Gurudev, by his Guru Maharaj, his Diksha Guru, Srila Bhaktivedanta Vaman Goswami Maharaj, by Srila Bhaktivedanta Trivikram Maharaj, and so many other great Vaishnavas. So we are very, very fortunate that we have such a Vaishnav who is leading the way for us in the service of Sri Guru. So we want to make a very happy announcement today. You know that about a year, or was it 2 years ago?
2008.
In the year 2008, and leading up to that, Shripad Madhav Maharaj, he prepared a thesis, a doctorate thesis, to receive a PhD. Why? Because Srila Gurudev wants that his leading preachers, his sannyasis, senior Vaishnavas, they will be recognized in modern society with the credentials that are given great respect in ordinary society, and the PhD is certainly given great respect for learned personalities. So one of our devotees named Mahabuddhi Prabhu, who lives in Florida, many years ago he established a bona fide university in the United States, registered legally. It is called the Florida Vedic College. And Srila Gurudev desired that his senior preachers and sannyasis would all go through the necessary channels with that Florida Vedic College by preparing doctorate, thesis, and so forth, and receive a PhD in the subject matter of Vaishnava philosophy. So Shripad Madhav Maharaj is the first of all of us to actually complete that task, and he wrote a most wonderful, wonderful book based upon his service to Srila Gurudev, and he provided in that book so much evidence and quotations from all Vedic literatures on the true conception of Sri Guru and the conception and
Guru Seva.
And Sri Guru Seva.
Available here also.
Guru Seva means the service to Sri Guru. So that book is also available at our bookstall. You can receive it, and it will be a wealth of information for you to understand what is the mood, how to serve Sri Guru, and what is the transcendental position of Guru and his relationship with his disciples. All these different topics are covered there beautifully. So, one doctorate thesis is good, but two is better. So, Shripad Madhav Maharaj has worked very diligently, and now, as he's been sharing with us the last couple of mornings, that he has actually been collecting all materials from Srila Gurudev personally and various other sources over the years. And he has compiled Srila Gurudev's personal biography. And that biography will be produced in book form by Kartik time and also given its final title. But the title at the present time is The Supreme Treasure, Srila Gurudev. So this doctorate thesis is now being awarded as the second PhD.
Over 1,000 pages. Over
1,000. Oh, it has over 1,000 pages in this book. So this is going to be really a treasure for all of us to understand who is the Divine Personality, our beloved Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj, Srila Gurudev. What kind of life he has led, what kind of seva he has done, all of these things are enumerated in that beautiful biography. So, this book is the thesis for the second doctorate PhD of Shripad Madhav Maharaj, and we now want to display for the devotees. It's already been approved by the Florida Veda College. It has been conferred upon Naveen Krishna Brahmachari, that's his legal name on his passport, from before he took sannyas. The degree
University.
Of doctorate of philosophy in Vaishnava philosophy.
What? From the university.
Yeah.
Yeah. You said it.
Yeah.
From the university. Well, it's named Florida Vedic College, but it's actually a university, a Vaishnava university. So we want to express our great appreciation. And we want to keep up with you all tonight on the Maharaj of Kings. Keep up with you all tonight on the Swami Maharaj of Kings. So we also want to mention that the devotees in general are encouraged by Srila Gurudev to also go this route for their preaching, and they can also acquire their credentials through the Florida Vedic College. So any of you who are thus inclined should figure out what your doctorate thesis is going to be in the subject matter of bhakti, and become PhDs and become great preachers of Krishna consciousness. Hari Bol.
As you like. Take this.
So two. Yeah, two. Two will do.
Thank you. Hare Nama Krishna Yadavayanam.
Hari Haraye Nama Krishna Yadavaya Nama.
Hari Haraye Nama Krishna Yadavaya Nama. Thank you.
Jnanatimirandhasya Jnananjanasalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Vanchakalpatarubhascha Kripasindhubhayevacha Patitanan Pavanibho Vaishnavibho Namo Namaha Sattahame Vachutahastapankaje Bhringayamanam Phalamulakandarai Sansepamanam Harimatma Vrindakai Govardhanatri Sirasanamami Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
First of all, I pay my humble obeisances to the lotus feet of my Paramaradha Guru Padma, Om Vishnu Pad, Ashtodara Sata, Shishumad Bhakti Vedanta Srila Vaman Goswami Maharaj, and Om Vishnu Pad, Parivrajaka Acharya Varja, Ashtotara Sata, Shishumad Bhakti Vedanta Srila Narayan Goswami Maharaj. I pay my obeisances to the lotus feet of my spiritual grandsire, Nitya Lila Prasang Vishnu Pad, Srila Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Goswami Maharaj. And Nitya Lila Prasang Vishnu Pad, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. To my obeisances, all Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis who assembled here to listen Harikatha from Gurudev Lotus Lips, headed by Tridandi Sannyasis. Srila Gurudev ordered me about Govardhan pastimes described by Srila Vyasadeva in Srimad Bhagavatam. I think most of you have traveled India during Brajamandal Parikrama. How Srila Gurudev and all devotees under guidance of him, they observing Annakut Mahotsav. I think all of you have seen that scene in Giriraj Govardhan. So when Krishna was appeared in Bhauma Vrindavan, his pastime was going on continuously. And Nanda and Yashoda, especially Mother Yashoda, has so much love for Krishna. Once, early morning, Mother Yashoda was preparing so many preparations. Krishna saw, oh, today Mother is very busy. What she is doing? Krishna came to Mother Yashoda and asked, Maya, why are you preparing so many preparations? Is my birthday today? Mother told, no. Is birthday of Dao Bhaiya? Mother said, no. No. Don't disturb me. Go and play. Krishna became a little upset. My mother never behaved like this with me. What is the mystery behind this? He went to Nanda Baba. He took his seat on lap of Nanda Baba. And holding his hand, his Nanda Baba's neck by his hand. And touching his chin and told, Baba, it's my birthday today. Or birthday of Dao Bhaiya? No. Then why my mother is preparing so many preparations? I went to my mother and mother told, go and play, go to your Baba. What is the cause behind this? Nanda Baba replied, oh, today is Indra Puja. Baba, Indra Puja? Krishna being Supreme Personality Godhead, in presence of Jogmaya potency, like he knows nothing. Baba, who is Indra? Where he lives? Why you worship Indra? What will get benefit by this worship? Asking so many questions. Nanda Baba replied, Indra is king of all demigods. And if we worship him, he will be pleased. And Indra is pediatric deity of rain. And but due to his causeless mercy, we are getting rain. And our main property is cows. So cows grazing grass and drinking water. If there is no rain, then cow could not graze grass, then grass will dry, and no rain, how they can drink? Then how we can get milk and so many milk products? So we must have to worship Indra. Then Krishna told Baba, why are there no worship of Indra there? There is no rain. There is no one survived there. I think this is not proper. Then Nanda Bhatta told, what is the Prabhupada? Now Krishna is giving a scientific argument to Nanda Baba. Baba, I think better to worship Giriraj Govardhan. Giriraj Govardhan is so tall. Whenever rain clouds are passing through one place to another area, then due to the attraction of Govardhan Hill, it comes down as a form of rain. Due to Giriraj, causeless marriage of Giriraj Govardhan, like Govinda Kunda, Kusum Sarovar, Manasi Ganga, Radha Kunda, Sam Kunda, and in Braj, so many kundas full of water, and so many green, green grasses, soft grasses, cows grazing there and giving us milk. So Gangadhar said, what will you do? Baba, better you can announce all of her Braj. So all Brajavasis took their preparation, will go to Giriraj Govardhan or receive Giriraj Govardhan. The Nanda was king of Braj. He announced all of her Braj. In ancient India, how they announce, they'll go T junction or her four roads meeting together.
Crossroad,
they're beating the drum. Hearing the drum, when people will come, they'll announce, today was Indra Puja, but from today, extent of Indra Puja will worship Giriraj Govardhan. So all Brajavasis, they must take their all paraphernalia and go to Giriraj Govardhan under guidance of Nanda Baba. So all Brajavasis did so. In Garga Sanghita, Gararataraja wrote, Krishna is Juvaraj and Nanda Baba is Maharaj, Nanda Maharaj. How they went to Giriraj Govardhan? By walking? Gargacharya told, no. They went riding on elephant. Even Gargacharya told, I was with them riding on elephant to Giriraj Govardhan.
After this.
Hare Krishna. Now, rest of this is Samaranadi will speak, and which you have heard us before about Supreme Treasure Srila Gurudev. Today is Annakut Mahotsav. And the book will come and Gurudev will stay, or party will stay during Brajavandal Parikrama in Govardhan, will publish in book form. For that I need blessings from Srila Gurudev and all Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. Hare Krishna.
Om Jnana Timiranjasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chaksuram Nilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah. First, I offer my unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of my most worshipable Diksha Gurudev, Nichalila Pravishta Om Vishnu Pada Stotri Sat Shri Shriman Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada, and the same unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of my most worshipable Shiksha Gurudev, Om Vishnu Pad Astodhara Satshri Shima, Srila Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj. To all of our Guru Varga, all the Sannyasigan, and all assembled devotees, Srila Gurudev has ordered me to continue the history of Krishna and his family and the residents of Vrindavan worshipping Govardhan Hill. So Krishna, in order to establish the glory of Giriraj Govardhan, he convinced his father and the elderly cowards men, and they convinced all the residents to worship Govardhan. At that time, they made so many preparations. Fried preparations, samosas, pakoras, mounds of rice, chapatis, and so many sweet preparations. And all the residents offered these preparations at the lotus feet of Giriraj Govardhan. They also circumambulated Giriraj Govardhan. The gopis, young gopis, elderly gopis, sat on bullock carts. And Krishna and Balaram, the coward boys, they all joined in the procession with their hundreds and thousands and millions of cows, and they were all worshipping Giriraj Govardhan. Krishna himself, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is showing
that Giriraj Govardhan is himself supreme. He worshipped Govardhan and performed arti to Govardhan. And Govardhan himself, Krishna himself, in the form of Govardhan, said that he wants more and more. Anayor, Anayor. And then the residents of Vrindavan, of course, they prayed for what they wanted. Please let our son Krishna have good long life and good health to defeat all the demons. And they told, we gave you all that we have. And so Govardhan said, triptosmi, triptosmi. I'm satisfied with your worship. So everybody was satisfied. Govardhan was satisfied. But Indradev was not satisfied. He was thinking, why are they listening? Why are they so foolish to listen to this little talkative boy who's an ordinary boy? I'll show them that they should just worship me. Sometimes, if one is not pure and his false ego becomes hurt by negligence, he becomes greatly angered and he wants to show his power. So Indra, although a devotee of the Lord, by the Lord's will, played this pastime of becoming furiously angry with the residents of Vrindavan. And he decided to destroy all of Vrindavan. So he called for his very, very powerful clouds, the Sambarta clouds, which are the clouds that are called for at the time of destruction of the entire world. And he ordered those clouds to completely devastate Vrindavan. So all the residents of Vrindavan became mortified because the rain came down as thick as pillars and as sharp as arrows. And gradually, no one could discern the difference between the highlands and the lowlands. Everything was filled up with rains. So they went to Krishna and prayed for some help. And so Krishna himself decided to lift Govardhan Hill. And he went to Govardhan Hill, and he lifted Govardhan with a little pinky of his left hand. This is very significant for several reasons. Externally, he's showing that defeating Indra is the business of my left pinky. And he lifted Govardhan Hill just as an elephant would lift a lotus flower. So now everybody is under Govardhan. But there are internal reasons why Krishna desired to perform this pastime and why he put that anger in the heart of Indra. Krishna wanted the association of Radharani and the gopis in a way that would not be criticized by any of the other Brijvasis. So here, everyone would have to come close to him because everyone has to be under the protection of the supreme umbrella or Govardhan. At that time, when Indra was pouring down the rain, Srila Gurudev explained that Krishna's chakra went around and around on top of Govardhan, and all of the lightning bolts and thunderbolts that were sent by Indra were smashed to little tiny thousands and millions of pieces. Also, Vaishnavanam Jata Sambhu, Lord Shiva, Gopiswara, Mahadev, who is the Lord's great devotee, he became known as Chakaleshwar Mahadev, or Chakreshwar Mahadev, Shivji, who has served Krishna in so many ways. And in Vrindavan, he serves by holding up his trident. And that trident, in addition to Krishna's own chakra, that trident held up also smashed all of Indra's thunderbolts, lightning bolts, into millions of pieces.
Not allow the water to come down.
And not allow the water to come down. So many of the Vrijvasis, according to their particular relationship with Krishna, thought about this incident in various ways. In Vrindavan, there's no sense of Aishwarya. There's more Aishwarya in Vrindavan, more opulence in Vrindavan that there is in Vaikuntha, in Dwarka, in Mathura, but it's so covered by the sweetness of Naravatalila, or human-like relationships, that opulence is not felt at all. So when Krishna was lifting Govardhan, the coward boys, they never imagined that Krishna is God. Their so-called Aishwarya Bhav was that Krishna's going to be getting tired. I think we're going to have to help him with our sticks, with our coward sticks. So many of the cowards boys tried to help Krishna out, because Krishna's only our friend and he needs help. What is the Aishwarya Bhav of Nanda Maharaj? My son is not lifting that mountain. I do worship to Lord Narayan. And so Lord Narayan has now appeared in the body of my son, and he is lifting Govardhan. And what is the so-called Aishwarya Bhav of the gopis seeing Govardhan on the tiny finger of Krishna? Firstly, it is by the power of Srimati Radhika herself that Krishna was able to lift Govardhan. As we know, Srimati Radhika stands on the left side of Krishna. So it's very significant that it's Krishna's left hand and the most left finger of his left hand that's lifting Govardhan, which means, of course, everybody performs activities by their power. But Krishna's power, his Shakti, his Swarup Shakti, his Pada Shakti, his Antaranga Shakti, is Srimati Radhika, whose power divides into different functions of the spiritual world, of all the living entities in the material world, Jeev Jagat, and then manifests as this Bahiranga Shakti, this material world. So it's by Radharani's power that Krishna is able to lift Govardhan. When Krishna disappeared from the gopis performed, they became so absorbed in separation of Krishna that they were imitating his pastimes. So one of the gopis, by her veil, she said, "Look at me, I'm Krishna lifting Govardhan Hill." She was only lifting her veil, but Gurudev said, "Actually, if she wanted, she could have lifted that mountain, because it's by the power of the gopis that Krishna was able to lift Govardhan Hill." And what were the gopis thinking? What was their so-called, quote-unquote, Aishwarya Bhav? They were saying, "Oh Govardhan, if you fall down 1 inch on our beloved Nagara, Krishna, the topmost, not Supreme Personality of Godhead, but the topmost beloved, then by our glance we will burn you to ashes. So stay where you are." And what is Mother Yasoda thinking? She's in so much anxiety for her son's welfare. And when she understood and heard from everybody later, "Your son, I mean Krishna, lifted Govardhan Hill," what did she think? "Oh, now everybody's going to think how great my son is. He's going to be so popular." No question. When Gurudev was telling about this once in Holland, he said, the Brijvasi will say, "All right, well then if he's God, then let him give us salvation, because we're in so much separation, we need relief of this separation." That was Nanda Maharaj's mood. So there, Aishwarya Bhav is never Aishwarya Bhav, but always in anxiety and thinking, "Yes, my son is now going to be so popular, just like parents do." So Krishna, now that the gopis were close to him, Krishna and Radharani were able to share stealthy glances at each other. And what happened to Krishna as he was lifting Govardhan Hill and totally controlled by the glance of Srimati Radhika? As we hear from Prabodhananda Saraswati, just by the momentary sidelong glance of Radharani, Krishna's pitambara, his shawl, falls down from his shoulders, his flute falls from his hands, and he begins to faint. So this also happened, Srila Gurudev explained, at the time of Krishna's lifting Govardhan Hill. So Madhu Mangal had to hold on to him by his waist and say, Krishna, because now the hill was trembling. So Madhu Mangal said, Krishna, this is no time to faint. You have to hold up this hill. So the Brijbasis are so fortunate that although Krishna is exhibiting the most Aishwarya-filled pastimes, at the same time, they have the supreme fortune of having Krishna as their friend, as their son, as a beloved. In the meantime, Lord Indra saw that nothing was happening. Everything was still fine with the residents of Vrindavan. So he was getting, by Krishna's causeless mercy, the realization in his heart that I think I'm doing something wrong. So he went to Surabhi, the cow, Surabhi, and begged her mercy that she would take him to apologize to Krishna. So they went to Govindakund. They went to Govindakund, where Indra himself worshipped Krishna, and Indra's elephant, Airavata, he bathed Krishna as an Abhishek ceremony with the water coming from his trunk. And at the same time, the Surabhi cow bathed Krishna by the milk coming from her udders. And in this way, Krishna became Govinda. He became the Indra.
They kept the name of Govinda.
Say that again.
That cow kept the name Govinda.
She named him Govinda. And in that way, Krishna is worshipped as Govinda, the supreme controller or master of all the cows, of the land, and the senses. And mostly his name is Govinda because he gives pleasure to Srimati Radhika. So
thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Finished everything. Guru Gaura Chandra Radhika Tadave Krishna Krishna Bhakta Tadabhakta Namo Namo.
What's left?
So, Shamarani actually finished everything. Maybe some drops are here and there. So, first of all, I give pranams to Srila Gurudev, Vaishnavas, ladies
drama.
And gentlemen.
Drama.
So, Indra, he was very much afraid because he had abused Krishna so much. Who is that Krishna? He's stubborn, he's very proud. He's balish, he's very childish.
Bachal.
He is Pandit Maninam. He thinks himself to be a big Pandit. He is Bachal. He speaks so much. So Saraswati Devi, the goddess of learning, how she can tolerate the Supreme Lord being abused. Therefore, she gave some other meaning for these words. Who is Krishna? Pandit Maninam. Means who is, not that Krishna thinks he is a big pundit, a big learned person, but that person who accepts Krishna, really he is a big learned person. No? So Krishna is Pandit Maninam. He is stubborn because there is no one else to bow down to except for him, isn't it? All moving and non-moving entities are nothing else but his creation. Therefore Krishna is also called stubborn. Bachalam. Means even though the Vedic scriptures talk about him continuously, they cannot finish his glories. Therefore, Krishna also called Bachalam. His Balish means Krishna is very, very simple. One of the 64 qualities of Krishna, he never demands his respect. No? So all these abuses that Indra are giving, these are actual glorifications. So when Indra saw the incredible opulence of Sri Krishna, even though Krishna manifested incredible opulence, he lifted Govardhan. That time Govardhan was 7 miles high. That's 2.5 times the size of Everest. No? 7 miles high, 12 miles long. But see, Krishna performed such a huge display of opulence, but in the form of a 7-year-old boy. No? So after 7 days and seven nights, Indra's pride was completely crushed. But he was very, very afraid. Maybe if I come to Krishna, maybe he'll Sudarshan Chakra my head off. Could be, because Indra did big, big aparad. Isn't it? He tried to kill all Brijbasi. He tried to kill all the cows. So this is no small thing. He wanted to destroy all Vrindavan. So this is huge aparad, no? Deva, he was very afraid. So one secret is there. Sometimes if we make some big offense to Gurudev, what do we do? Or we catch the feet of Vaishnava. Oh, please, you come with me and say some good word to Gurudev in my ear. So this is one secret of spiritual life. One time, Ramchandra, he had made a vow. One man had offended Bhagavan Ramchandra. So Ramchandra had vowed, tomorrow morning, I will definitely kill you. So Gurudev is saying that Bhagavan is Satya Sankalpa. What he says must be true. So Bhagavan wants to finish you, then who's going to save you? So he was crying, then Narad Muni came. Then Narad Muni said, why are you crying? Well, the Lord, Supreme Lord has vowed to destroy me. Then Narad Muni said, there's one secret. Catch hold of the feet of Hanuman and don't let go until Hanuman promises to protect you. So the man went, caught the feet of Hanuman. Hanuman, save me, save me, save me, save me. And Hanuman said, okay, I promise to save you. Who wants to kill you? Lord Ram. Hanuman was, oh Baba, who told you this? Narad, oh Narad. So in the morning, Ramchandra took his arrow and went to kill that fellow. Then Hanuman was in the middle, like this. Then Ram said, move aside. And Ram said, move aside, I vowed to kill him. Hanuman said, you move aside, I vowed to protect him. No? And Hanuman went like that to fight. In Bhagavan's nature, he always gives up his own promise to protect the words of the devotee. You know, just like Krishna. He promised, I will not fight in the battle of Kurukshetra. The grandfather Bhishma, he promised, if I do not make Krishna fight, then I will not go to the destination of the Kshatriyas. My name is not Bhishma. I am not the son of Ganga. So Krishna gave up his own promise to protect the promise of Bhishma. So Indra is too much perspiring, too much worried. What will I do? What will I do? Devi, he knows the cows are very dear to Krishna. Go Brahmana Hitayacha. Krishna always desires the welfare of the cows and the Brahmanas. So Indra went to one planet of the cows, Golok, and there he caught hold of the hoof, the lotus hoof, of Surabhi. She's like the queen, the head principal cow of that planet. So she came there and he was hiding behind Surabhi. And Surabhi, actually, she offered prayers to Indra, but she abused. Oh, this Indra is a very cruel and nonsense fellow. He is meant to be Indra, means the protector of everyone. But he is not our protector because he tried to kill all the cows and residents of Vrindavan. There were only one Indra is there. Who is that? That is Krishna. He is the Indra of the cows. Therefore, Krishna got the name Govinda. And that place where Surabhi prayed to Krishna on behalf of Indra, that is called Surabhi Kund. Now, every year, Guru Maharaj, we go there with Gurudev, we take sweet rice in Malpur, and Gurudev speaks some katha, and Gurudev says, who takes bath in that place or remembers that place becomes free from all type of aparad. So this is one secret. It's not what you know, it's who you know.
Today is drama.
Yes, yes. One drama.
So, drama should be
ready.
In the meantime, one kirtan. Oh, you. Kirtan. Oh. I will have to go.
Okay.